Let's talk about fear, because fear is always the elephant in the room. Thanks for joining us. This is the Academy Answers podcast, where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. The idea that there are goals and there are limits when it comes on to how people look at their future and their life. Some people set goals. Some people set limits. Some people turn off their abilities, turn off their deepest identity, which is that you're a human being, and accept, settle, and are muscled into a spot, or find themselves following someone else or something else into a situation that caused them to exist all their lives and never truly lived, or have short bursts of what seem to be living that doesn't sustain, and it turns out that they leave this world with their song. Unsung heroes, people who never really truly release their craft into the world. We believe, and while you can dispute it, it cannot be disproven, that we all were created for a purpose, and we all can use our God-given seed. And I say a seed because God didn't give you a tree. It's not fully matured. You get a seed, and it is your own mind and your own actions and your own outlook on life that is going to turn that seed into a tree that bear fruits, that can sustain you and your loved ones all your years, and leave enough and leave another seed, or a little bit more than a seed, for your generations to come. Today I want to talk about the elephant in the room, the fear. And what is fear? As much as we would like to think that there are some people who are out here doing it and they're void of fear, but not sure if they are those types of people, but I know the majority, the vast majority, and they're willing to admit it too, that they feel that fear. And it don't matter what level of your life you're at, or what level of progress, success, achievement you're at, you have that feeling as a human being. It's an inbuilt mechanism. It's DNA, it's genetics, it's hardwired, it's human nature. You don't get to not feel it. It's not a choice. It is actually what fills the gap between insight and action. Fear is what fills that gap between insight and action. So we get the insight. We're either getting it from reflection or in our moment of thinking, or we're getting this insight from an adverse circumstances. The boss flipped out on you. You have a big bill that you can't pay. The doctor give you a diagnosis. And suddenly, the deeper mind comes to the forefront. You know, we're always getting into the mundane, the routine, the keeping up, the urgent, the day by day, the daily stuff of life, things that you do to keep going. The job you go to, the TV you watch, the friends you call, the social media you follow, all that stuff. And it's normal, because there is a machine that you follow. You complain about some aspects of it, but you follow it and it gives the regular results and you're able to hold it together. But then life doesn't always run on that regular part. Life bring these new things in, bring these curveballs in, and you have to deal with them. And so when those curveballs come in, it triggers insight. The deeper mind comes to the forefront. It's always there, but we put so much layer on it. But then when these circumstances come up, the deeper mind comes to the forefront. We get into that reflective, we get conscious, we get into reflective mode, and we identify, or we seek help, or we read something, or we remember something, or we are brought back to some position in our lives when we were more insightful, when we were more eager to do something that we think if we did, it would be the solution to what we are facing now. The runs we didn't take, the business we didn't start, the people we didn't connect with, the things we didn't do, the thing we didn't eat, the thing we choose to do instead of doing the other thing, comes to our mind. And we now are in that phase, that excitement feeling, or that feeling of of determination or that feeling of the change that we need to make. And we are standing at that crossroad. But then the space is there. The space is there where we need to get past the thinking and take the action. And then fear fills that spot. That gap, that opening, that space, fear fills it. And it is our inability to push through that fear and to get to taking the action and to taking the action consistently that trips us up, that robs us of the progress we need. And somehow, at some point, we now either settle with the current circumstances and get into the state where we are numbing and avoiding and deflecting and postponing. So we numb the pain. We find something else to cope. We find the band-aids. We find the patches. We choose the cleanest dirty shirt to wear. And in the background, that problem is mushrooming. It's getting bigger, but we are avoiding it more. We're finding different ways to avoid it as much as we possibly can. All that work, misdirected and misguided work, going into the avoidance instead of us pulling it in to harnessing that work to fight through the fear so we can get to the action that we need to take. So that's the scenario. So how do we do this? Well, we resist one of the biggest thing that the human mind tend to do. We resist the need to cling to the idea that it is about an event. Change is not about an event. Getting this thing that we want is not about an event. There's no grand event to expect. If you can break this thing down, take baby steps, and form habits out of these baby steps, and find all the support and all the hacks and tactics you can find to keep taking these steps, then the fear start to become manageable, start to melt away. If you are thinking that you can snap through that fear by getting to this grand action, you're doing yourself a huge injustice. You're shooting yourself in the foot. The most reliable way to push through this is to break it down into tiny steps. Get clear on what you're doing. Get clear on where you're going. Break it down into tiny steps and focus. Pull yourself back, because the mind will naturally want to go 10 steps down the road. Don't do that with your mind. Pull your step back, yourself back to step one. When you start to do step one and you get step one knocked out, you get to step two. Or one and a half. And then you get to two. Or two and a half. Then you get to three. Whatever it is. If one is too big, go a half. If half is too big, go to a quarter. And knock it out. It works, my friend. If you are too pulled in to the grand action, and the grand move, and the grand change, and the night and day transformation in no time, you trip up yourself and you never move. You probably make one or two steps, but you go right back to the normal, because your society, your environment, your mind is set up to bring you back there. You got to cut away these feathers and these things that are keeping you there. And the way to do that is to break it down into pieces. Small, incremental steps. I learned this in the economics. Never underestimate the power of increments. Increments is everybody uses it. Every system, every thoughtful project, everything that is to go to great levels. Go study the Navy SEALs who have done unimaginable things. They employ the principle of breaking things down. The guy who has goals, the guy who can get clear about those goals, and the guy who can take the baby steps and power through those baby steps and be diligent and patient and focus through those steps are the ones who get to break through that thing that fills the space, that fear. It is the most reliable way to get past the fear. Don't let fear continue to stop you. Fear is the comfort zone. Discomfort is where what you want is on the other side of discomfort. Get through that little spot. It's not that life is going to turn off and get easy after that. But you'll get to the next level and you'll be seeing a different view of the mountain, and progress is your greatest motivator. If you can start to pull progress in your direction and you have the discipline and the support system and the mindset to keep going, then nothing can stop you. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.